Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
All right, Mike is from Chelmsford. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Hey.
Mike has a connection to our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys. Apparently, he works at Wellesley High School. Is that right?
That's correct.
Let's go.
Yeah.
You guys collected a lot of toys for
Over
us last
year. 2,000 toys last year.
Yeah. All credit to our drama director, Tara Sullivan, did an amazing job leading the way on that last year.
Yeah, you guys are actually the reason we're digging into this even deeper with more schools this year. We are looking for 10 area high schools. I know Wellesley, it seems like it's about to be on board.
I actually have spoken to Kara. They're just waiting for the principal to say it's okay.
Got
to
defend that crown.
Let's go, buddy. Let's go.
Well, Kennedy, I'm meeting with the principal today, so I'll make sure that I mention it, and we'll get that approval.
Tell him I said hello and that I will bring him donuts if he says yes.
Yeah, if you if you're in... Not that we're in depriving, but we are
in
depriving.
We are in depriving.
If you are a faculty for an area high school and would love to get involved, would like to collect toys for our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys, just drop us a text. We'll get you connected with Kennedy to set that all up.
Absolutely.
You can text us at 617-931-1234. Mike, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks. You too.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You just get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. Kennedy has now stepped out of the studio. She's got 3,007 wins, only 250 losses. Question number one. In a genuine, heartfelt television moment, Alex Trebek got choked up when a contestant's answer to one of the questions was, "We love you, Alex." What is the name of the last round of Jeopardy where all contestants are asked the same question and must write down an answer and a wager?
Final Jeopardy.
Question number two. Gerard Butler, 50 years old today. He played the King of the Spartans in which film?
300.
Question number three. Actress Nina Dobrev shared that she spent the night in the ER after suffering a bad allergic reaction. Which CW supernatural drama did she star in alongside Ian Somerhalder?
Charmed.
Question number four. Along with the launch of Disney Plus yesterday, the app featured a bunch of never-before-seen new release content.
What?
One movie released is a live-action version of a classic Disney tale about an upper-middle-class Cocker Spaniel and a street-smart stray schnauzer. What is the movie?
Lady and the Tramp.
Question number five. 35 years ago this week, Madonna released her biggest-selling album ever. It featured the songs Material Girl and Like a Virgin. What is the name of that album?
Oh, man. I know this one. Like a Virgin.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Mike came to play.
Mike.
Yes, he did. What do you do at the school, Mike?
I'm the K-12 Performing Arts Director. So
that's awesome.
I oversee the arts programs.
Nice. All right, Kennedy. Mike got four out of five correct.
All right.
Woo, all right.
These are tough. You ready?
Yep.
In a genuine, heartfelt television moment, Alex Trebek got choked up when a contestant's answer to one of the questions was, "We love you, Alex." What is the name of the last round of Jeopardy where all the contestants are asked the same question and must write down their answer and a wager?
Final Jeopardy.
Tied at one. Question number two. Gerard Butler, 50 years old today. He played the King of the Spartans in which film?
300.
Yes. So many abs in that movie.
Oh, my God.
Every guy in America was like, "I got to get to the gym."
Yeah.
So much CGI, dude.
I know. It was all spray tan, but it still made you feel bad.
Tied at two. Question number three. Actress Nina Dobrev shared that she spent the night in the ER after suffering a bad allergic reaction. Which CW supernatural drama does she star in alongside Ian Somerhalder?
Vampire Diaries.
That is correct.
I may or may not have watched all seasons of that show.
You're kidding me.
Nope.
A text from the 978. What area are you looking for specifically? I teach on the North Shore. Yeah, anywhere.
Don't care.
Yeah, anywhere.
Bring it.
Yeah, it's just if you're within our listening audience, we're looking for you. Mm-hmm. Especially
there's
if you like.
There's a couple of rules you got to follow, but other than that,
right?
Come on.
We're just we're looking for area high schools. If you work for a high school and you'd like to, volunteer to collect some toys, drop us a text 617-931-1234. All right, it's 3-2. Question number 4. Along with a bunch of Disney, the launch of Disney Plus yesterday, the app featured a bunch of never-before-seen new release content, Kennedy. One movie released is a live-action version of a classic Disney take about an upper-middle-class Cocker Spaniel and a street-smart stray Schnauzer. Name that movie.
Lady and the Tramp.
I just want you to read that question forever. you're like, street-smart stray Schnauzer.
That's a tongue twister right there.
It is.
Good job, Carson.
Thank you. Question number 5. It's 4-3. 35 years ago this week, Madonna released her biggest selling album ever. It featured the songs Material Girl and Like a Virgin. Name the album.
Was it Madonna?
Like a Virgin.
Like a Virgin.
Was actually the name of the album. 4-4 is the final score. A tie, which means...
Way to go, Mike.
Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Mike. You don't get the cash. But I do have some concert tickets for you. You are going to see a Pentatonix Christmas tour 2019, December 10th at Aganis Arena. You enjoy those, okay?
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Mike from Chelmsford, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Another text, Kennedy. Does it have to be a high school? Yes.
Yeah.
This time around, we are looking for high schools. We know there are lots of schools out there. If you want to donate, we will gladly take your toys. Mm-hmm. Bring them to us. But this specifically, we are looking for high schools. Mm-hmm. Again, drop us a text if you want to do that at 617-931-1234.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
All right, let's meet, is it Lauren from Melrose? Are you there?
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. How you doing, Lauren?
I'm good.
You saved us. Our phone lines crashed in the middle. I'm trying to find somebody to play.
I was wondering, because I called late. I was like, wow, I did not expect to get through.
I don't even know what happened. All I know is Dan. There was expletive deleted all around Dan's face.
And yeah, I wasn't doing well.
Yeah, it did not go well. I don't know what happened. But anyway, we made it. We are here. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you $100. Kennedy has now stepped out of the studio. She is over there in that soundproof booth. It has been checked and verified to be soundproof by me.
Yep.
I scream in there a lot and you guys can't hear.
Never
hear.
So
true.
It's fine. Yeah, so.
I was actually in the studio a few weeks ago, so I know you're telling the truth.
You came in for Redemption Week, right?
Yes, I did.
Yes. I recognize your voice.
All right, here we go. So you know the routine. You just have to get more right than Kennedy to win. Question number 1. There's a Friends reunion special in the works for HBO Max, as reported by Kennedy, which is where the show itself is headed after Netflix loses the rights at the end of the year.
Hurts my soul.
It will reunite all 6 cast members, apparently. Which network did Friends originally air on?
I want to say CBS.
Question number 2. He's been out of the White House for a while, but Monday night, Sean Spicer finally got the boot off which popular reality TV show?
I'm just going to go with the random answer, The Masked Singer.
Question number 3. In the American cinematic classic Mighty Ducks, which actor played Ducks head coach Gordon Bombay?
Emilio Estevez.
Question number 4. Will Ferrell will host Saturday Night Live on November 23rd. He will join the 5-timers club. Is Will Ferrell over or under 50 years of age?
I'm going to say over.
Question number 5. John Legend was named People's Sexiest Man Alive. He says he's excited but a little scared because of the pressure. John already has an EGOT. What does EGOT stand for in order, please?
EGOT. Oh, my God. EGOT.
People yelling at the radios right now.
People I know. I'm
stuck
so
in the tunnels
I'm
yelling.
So sorry.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
He's greedy. He just wants all of the letters, huh?
He wants all of them. That's right. All right. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Lauren from Melrose. I have 2 out of 5
Okey-dokey.
Correct. These are very, very hard, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
You sound a little suspect when I say that.
You know, when you say it every day, it kind of loses its punch.
Kennedy, there's a Friends reunion special in the works. I don't know if you heard. It was reported during the Dirty.
No, I wasn't listening.
Figured. Kennedy, which network did Friends originally air on?
NBC?
NBC is correct. 1-0, question number 2. He's been out of the White House for a while, but Monday night, Sean Spicer finally got the boot off which popular reality TV series?
Dancing with the Stars.
Yes. 2-0, question number 3. In the American cinematic classic, Mighty Ducks.
Why are you laughing?
Which actor played Ducks head coach Gordon Bombay?
Emilio Estevez.
Quack. Quack. No.
3-1. Question number 4. Will Ferrell will host Saturday Night Live on November 23rd. He will join the Five Timers Club.
I know. I can't wait to see what happens.
That'll be a good opening. Is Will Ferrell over or under 50?
Over.
He's 52. 4-2. Question number 5. John Legend was named People's Sexiest Man Alive, Kennedy. He already has an EGOT. What does EGOT stand for?
Emmy.
In order, please. Hold on.
Oh, no. I know it now. Dang it. Dang it. Dang it.
Kennedy.
Why do you got to mix up with my flow? Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
Woo! Whiskey, Tango, Foxtrot.
Yes.
5-2. When you asked her, I was like, oh, my God.
I know. 5-2 is the final score, Lauren. I'm sorry you don't get the cash. However, I do have a pair of movie passes. You are going to the advanced screening of Frozen 2 at AMC Boston Common.
Oh, my God. Yay.
How about that?
I'm still like a 5-year-old at heart, though. So
that's all right.
I love it.
That's why you listen to this show.
Will you, no, 5-year-old at heart, not a 5-year-old in the brain. That's why.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Lauren from Melrose, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Rich is from Georgetown and, from what I understand, is husband of the week material.
Ooh,
Kennedy.
Go on.
Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. So we have John Legend for Sexiest Man Alive and now Rich, husband of the week. Why are you going to be husband of the week?
My wife really likes Michael Bublé.
Everybody loves the Bublé.
You like him too, Rich. Don't lie.
I do. I actually do.
All right. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
My wife.
My wife really loves the Bublé.
I could smell Bublé on you the second you talked, Rich.
5 pop culture trivia questions. All you do is get more right than Kennedy. You can win yourself $100. Remember, though, if you tie, you lose. Kennedy has now stepped out of our studio. She's in that soundproof booth. Question number 1. Justin Bieber is voicing the title character in an animated musical called Cupid. How does Cupid make you fall in love?
He shoots you with an arrow.
That has Michael Bublé tickets attached. Question number 2. Whoopi Goldberg turning 64 today. Which daytime TV show is she on?
Is it The Voice?
Question number 3. Adam Sandler's acting teacher at NYU took him out for a beer back in the day and told him he should quit acting because he'd never make it.
Whoopsies.
Eye for talent, that one.
And when Adam Sandler did make it, he didn't rub it in his face. He actually introduced him to all of his friends and said, this is the only teacher who ever bought him a beer.
Kai.
Which movie did Adam Sandler play a wannabe hockey player turned pro golfer?
Happy Gilmore.
Question number 4. Jack Black, The Flaming Lips, and Haim are among the artists contributing to a new holiday album called Hanukkah Plus. What is the name of Jack Black's band?
Tenacious D.
Question number 5. Kristen Stewart thinks Robert Pattinson will be a great Batman.
Oh, sweetie.
Who was the very first Batman who also ended up voicing himself in Family Guy as the mayor of Quahog? That is a...
The original movie Batman?
TV Batman.
No, TV Batman.
The
actually.
First ever Batman.
The first ever Batman.
Oh. Adam West?
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
That's not a deep pull if you've ever seen Family Guy.
Go ahead, Rich.
Kennedy?
Yes.
Rich got 4 out of 5.
What? Let's go, Rich.
Husband of the week material. Question number one. Mm-hmm. These are hard, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Justin Bieber is voicing the title character in an animated musical called Cupid. How does Cupid make you fall in love?
With his arrow.
Nice job, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm. He's found me yet, but
I was going to say, I wasn't sure if you were going to know the answer to that
bring
one.
It in. Come on, pile it on. Let's go.
You just see them.
I thought that was a direct shot at Kennedy, Dan.
No.
Arrow proof.
Don't lump me in with your jokes.
Title one, question number two. Whoopi Goldberg turning 64 today. Which daytime TV show is she on?
The View.
2-1, question number three. Adam Sandler's acting teacher at NYU told him, or he actually took him out for a beer and told him he should quit because he's never going to make it. But after he made it, he didn't even rub it in his acting teacher's face. He just introduced him to his friends by saying, this is the only teacher who ever bought me a beer.
Aww.
Kennedy, which movie did Adam Sandler play a wannabe hockey player turned pro golfer?
Happy Gilmore.
Go in your hole.
I just get Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison so
it's
confused.
All in the hips.
The price is wrong. 3-2, Kennedy. Question number four. Jack Black, The Flaming Lips, and Haim are among the artists contributing to a new holiday album called Hanukkah Plus. What is the name of Jack Black's band?
Tenacious D.
4-3, question number five. Kristen Stewart thinks Robert Pattinson will be a great Batman. Who is the very first Batman? He also
Michael Keaton.
Oh, see, you didn't let me finish the question.
Are you saying Adam West?
Yes, it was a question about Adam West.
Whatever.
Kennedy.
You keep getting ahead of yourself.
It's all right. We tied.
You'd have been so mad if you'd have just lost on that, right? Gotta let me finish those questions,
absolutely,
Kennedy.
But it would have taught me a valuable lesson.
Yes.
So.
4-4 is the final score. Rich, you don't get the win because of the tie. You don't get the cash, but I do have those tickets to see Michael Bublé March 25th, 2020 at the TD Garden. Tickets go on sale Monday, November 18th at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com, and they make a great holiday gift. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
Can't beat Kennedy, but I can tie her.
Yeah.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.